presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. A powerful storm toppled power lines in Westminster, Maryland yesterday, trapping people inside 34 cars in an electrical minefield. WGZ-TV reporter Christina Mendez has that.
The storm passing through Westminster brought down power lines like dominoes lining Baltimore Boulevard. John Hoffman and his wife narrowly missed getting hit.
I saw it coming down, so I asked my wife to back up, and as it was coming down, little pylons came down.
Power lines wrapping around their car still caused the couple and dozens of others to be trapped inside for hours, waiting for crews to safely evacuate them by de-energizing and grounding the lines.
A large number of people who served a missile base in Montana report having cancer. CBS's Matt Piper says there may be a connection to unsafe levels of chemicals there.
A new cleanup effort has been ordered after the Air Force says it's detected unsafe levels of a likely carcinogen at underground launch control centers at a nuclear missile base in Montana. The discovery is part of the military's ongoing investigation after a briefing showed at least 9 current or former missile leaders at the Maelstrom base were diagnosed with the rare blood cancer non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Now a grassroots group says at least 268 troops who served 3 nuclear missile sites have self-reported being diagnosed with cancer.
And police in San Antonio have arrested 17-year-old Nathan Cruz, a cousin of the Uvalde, Texas school shooter. Details from reporter Chris Fox.
According to the warrant, the family member also told police she overheard a phone conversation between Cruz and an unidentified person Monday morning, where Cruz said he attempted to acquire an AR-15 through an illegal private sale. Cruz was booked into the Bexar County Jail on Monday afternoon.
Cruz's family reportedly said he was threatening to shoot up a school and kill a family member. Federal prosecutors are asking a judge to limit what Donald Trump can say about his election conspiracy case. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
They're very concerned about how Donald Trump is likely to post things or refer to them on social media and how that could compromise witness security.
Trump's lawyers are opposing the Justice Department's request for a strict so-called protective order. Space junk from a Russian rocket lit up the night sky over southern Australia.
Biggest light show I've ever seen.
There was just colored lights going everywhere.
Then there was a massive boom.
And a body's been found on the grounds of the Arizona State Capitol in Phoenix. It's the second time that happened in less than 2 weeks. The body was discovered Monday morning in a parking lot. Agents are working to identify it and try to learn how it ended up where it did. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, Skill Bridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
This is Camp Classic. For fans of Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Bars, the OG granola bar that started it all. Crunch into the real honey and whole grain oats in every single bite. Nature Valley.
New Brake Best Select Pro. Professional grade brake pads and rotors from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a